we are here in Belfast, and look who I ran into, Mr. Jim Nussel. How are you?
Great to be here. Yeah, good, good.
Good to be here, too. I mean, we just spoke like 2 weeks ago in Seattle.
Yeah, it seems like we're always together. Every couple of weeks, we get together and talk.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
All right. Hey, but there's so much has happened, like, in the last 2 weeks. But first, let's talk about the buzz at the show here. I know it just started, and you're here, obviously. What are you hearing?
You know, it's interesting. I'm always amazed at this. This is my second one, and I'm always amazed the common conversations that, you know, obviously we have in the United States are conversations that people are having all around the world.
Exactly.
I was just with some folks from the United Kingdom, and they were talking about some of their regulatory burden. I'm thinking, wait a minute, these are all the same conversations we have at home.
Is there an echo here?
Yeah. There is, yeah, and it's echoing across the globe. And so they're asking us for ideas, and we're trading ideas with them on advocacy efforts and things like that. So that's the buzz I'm picking up, but that could be because of who I am and what I do, but it's just started, so there's probably going to be more buzz than just that.
Goes with the territory, it sounds like.
Sometimes.
So what do you want to accomplish here? What's your mission over here in Ireland?
You know, probably twofold. One is to build some partnerships that I think are important, because the credit union difference is a global effort. It's not something that's just in the United States or, you know, in Great Britain. It's obviously around the entire world, and credit unions are solving problems for their members in every place on the earth, it seems. And it's amazing to hear those stories. So I think one is just sharing that we're bigger than just our own communities, our own countries in that instance, number one. I think second is trading ideas on tactics. You know, are there efforts that are working in the United Kingdom, or in this instance, I was talking with someone, an Aussie from Australia this morning, about some different things that they're doing from a marketing and advertising. So sharing ideas, I think, is certainly another part of it. And then recognizing that, you know, whether there's partnerships, there could be disruption issues that people are experiencing in one part over another, and that what are we doing about that? How can we be the disruptor, and what can we do about disruptions that are coming into our marketplace? I think those are probably the main things that that I'm hoping to pick up on as I'm here at the conference.
Okay, yeah, as you were talking about that, because I know at the ACUC, you were talking about kind of a unified message for credit unions in the United States.
Yes.
I know Poland does that. They kind of have a unified marketing message,
right,
and
Australia,
there's a number. Yeah, so you probably, I mean, there's lots of ideas there as well.
Well, and I think part of it too, and I'm concerned about the fact that sometimes marketing is based on what felt good. Did that feel good? Oh, I like that ad. No. I want to know, did it move anything?
Yeah.
Is it measurable?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the focus groups. Let's do the polling. Let's measure the results.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out, were there any conversions?
Yeah.
Did anyone actually move into the front door of a credit union as a result? Because otherwise, the fact that it makes me feel good, or a CEO feel good, that's nice. It doesn't matter if it's not moving the needle with consumers and potential new members.
Yep. Good point. As I mentioned before, I mean, we spoke like 2 weeks ago, but so much has happened in the industry.
Yeah.
NCOA's new appointment with John Herrera, what's your take on that?
You know, it sounds to me like, and I've only had the opportunity once, I think it sounds to me like it was an excellent pick.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama has looked for not only the diversity that we need on the board, bringing the voice of a credit union, someone who's worked within a credit union. I think that's so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So to me at least, it seems like an excellent choice.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to getting to know him even better. But the word from the industry, I think, is very positive.
Mm-hmm.
And now the only question is, can he get through the nomination process before the end of the Obama administration?
Yeah.
That might be a trickier issue than maybe anything else.
Yeah. Okay, well, that remains to be seen. Wait on pins and needles for that one. Okay, and you just had a visit to Capitol Hill recently.
Yeah.
Talking about the Hensarling Plan, Choice, a.k.a. Choice Act. What's the latest with that?
Yeah, well, Chairman Hensarling from Texas, who's the House Financial Services Chair, laid a marker out that basically said, is there a way for us to create an off-ramp for credit unions and smaller institutions that have high capital ratios to kind of take an off-ramp from some of the regulatory burden that's out there? Is that a better way to think about how we ought to regulate financial services institutions? And of course, our view was yes. I don't know exactly where the number ought to be. His number was at 10%.
Okay.
Is that too high or too low? Depending on, you know, there's some work to do on exactly how to think about that. But generally speaking, obviously at this point in time, credit unions are about 60% capitalized at over 10% or more. So we're in a strong position. And so many others are at 8.5, 9, would be able to move to 10% without too much challenge. So I think it's a good starting point for the discussion. I like the fact that there was a bipartisan support on the committee as I spoke with them in terms of just the concept that if you have more capital, if you're a better run institution, and if you can prove it and be consistent about it, there ought to be an off ramp. So it's a starting point for reducing regulatory burden, and I was proud to be part of it.
Very cool, very cool. Wrap-up question for you. What do you like best about Ireland? What sticks out for you?
Well, I have to tell you, so my wife Karen and I are over here, and we grew up at a time when if you heard the words Belfast, Ireland, you were usually thinking about terrorism and issues like that. Mm-hmm. And today, it's so ironic to be here in beautiful Belfast and to hear about terrorism even in our own home country, right? It's very sad. And so you think about it, it's no joke really to say, would you rather be in Belfast or maybe Cleveland this week? It's sad to think about it in those terms, but what a beautiful city, what a beautiful country. And obviously anytime you can do that with credit union people, it's a beautiful conference. So we've really had a fantastic time, and I hope I have a chance sometime before I leave the earth to come back to Belfast and to Ireland. It's just a beautiful place.
Gorgeous. Yeah, yeah. I walked here from my hotel. It's perfect.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It's a great city to do that. Walk in. It's got great history. And the people are, I mean, they could be from Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah. I mean, they're so friendly. Yeah. So
great message to end on. Jim, always a pleasure. Thank
nice
you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.